Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. So many times we get ourselves so worked up because we try to figure out life according to our own expectations and understanding. But there is no greater fulfillment than walking in the reason you were created. You see, nothing will satisfy you or bring joy to your life like living in God's plan for your life. The life God has planned for you is what will bring the ultimate satisfaction that every human craves. It's why you exist, and it's what will bring the most glory to God. God's plans for you are sure, true, and faithful, and we've been given an urgent and vital ministry as part of God's plan to turn hearts towards Him. God has commissioned each of us to share with others His message of love and peace. In today's message, titled God Had It All Planned Out, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to find great comfort and security in knowing that God has your life planned out. Let's join in.
God has clearly set out His plans for the human race. He wants to give you eternal life and He wants you to serve Him. We must all expect to be defeated in life if we don't stick to the plan of God for our lives quickly. The word of God has declared, speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, Almighty God, who created us in His own image and for His pleasure, said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Many believers know this scripture off by heart. It's in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. So you see, God's plan includes good works, which He prepared for us even before we were born. For by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God had already prepared good work for you and me to walk in them. He had them planned out before even you came onto this earth. God delights in the prosperity of His children. He sent His Son to give us abundant life. But the devil's priority is to steal, kill, and destroy. Christ has promised to reverse the devil's agenda, because the devil's agenda is only to come and steal, kill, and destroy. Christ reverses this. He said, "The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Incredible. That's what God planned for you and me. Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices so as not to let him take advantage of you. Because you cannot ignore him. If you do that, he will destroy you. He will steal from you. You can't just bury your head in the sand and pretend he's not there. The devil is there, I tell you. Being ignorant of his schemes is dangerously complacent, you know. You need to stop him in his tracks. Resist him and he will flee. That's what the Bible says. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him and he will flee from you." How do you resist the devil? You do so by humbling yourself. Acknowledge your absolute total dependence on God and submitting to him. That's how you resist the devil. That's how you stop him from molesting you. That's how you stop him from taking advantage of you. There would be no hope that we are going to win the race of life amid continuing rejecting God's plan for our lives. The life that we have here is like an athletic race, you know? And before you can win, you need to defeat the devil. We are just coming from a winning side. All we need to do is to resist his lies. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we can resist him by humbling ourselves and submitting to God. So my friend, those living independent of God are heading for a disaster. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. That's what the Bible says in Jeremiah 10:23. Jesus said, "Choose the narrow way. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it." I pray that you will be among one of the few that will find it. God's plan is for our good and not to harm us, because all good and perfect gifts come from God. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. I would say to anyone who's living outside God's plan for their lives, living their own lives and thinking they can direct their own steps, it's just not going to work in this life, because God never created you to direct your own steps. The way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Anybody living independent of God is not going to enjoy the peace of God. Believers must not let unbelief, intimidation, fear of being persecuted, and political correctness stop them declaring the goodness of God and his plans for humanity. Jesus has instructed us to teach the world all that he has commanded us. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We all know this as the Great Commission. It's the responsibility of every single believer to witness for Christ. You will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's what Jesus said to his disciples, and that's what he's saying to you and me. We have an awesome responsibility. This is not just the work of preachers and pastors. It's the work of the whole ministry of God, which includes every individual believer. We have all been given the ministry of reconciliation. God had it all planned out before we came onto this earth. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Many people don't know. Every believer has been given a ministry. He said, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. You can find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verses 17 to 19. All around the world, we see how people's lives are being destroyed, but we have the message that transforms lives. And we all know the reasons that people don't focus in declaring the good news of the gospel. It's because of fear, because of ignorance, self-ambition, because of political correctness, and so on. And they are scared of declaring the truth. So let me ask you this question. Do you find yourself being quiet about what matters most? God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is the good news. It matters, I tell you. The gospel matters the most because it's the power of God unto salvation. So learn to leave your fear behind as you determine to obey the Great Commission. Am I living in obedience? Ask yourself, am I sharing Christ with other people? Because you see, the Lord loves everybody. He loves everyone, and he desires that we all know him. Listen to what he says in some of these verses that I'm going to read to you. You will know some of them off by heart. Of course, you know John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Some of the versions say have everlasting life. So here is evidence that God intends every single person to hear the gospel. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and all of us who will trust in him, believe in him, will not perish, but will have the gift of eternal life." That's what he promised. He said that because he intended for the whole world to know the love of God. Hallelujah. Then in 1 Timothy and the 2nd chapter, as Paul began his missionary journeys, and here he was speaking to Timothy, here's what he said. He says in verse 3 that, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. He desires all men and women to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. When you know Jesus, you know the one true God. It's the desire of God's heart that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." Then also in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So all these verses I have read to you are saying God's love and his desire and message for the whole world. We all have the truth. And when we think about what he said in these passages that are so clear, it's very evident he intends for the whole world to hear the truth of the gospel. So what's his plan? It's God's plan that Jesus commands that his people share the truth, and it is his life. It was the cross. It's his sacrificial and sufficient substitutionary atonement that he made it possible for people to be saved. So he sent Jesus into the world to die for our sins. Then after his resurrection, he commanded us to disciple all nations. We have the message that transforms a person's life, the message that transforms a person's eternal destiny. And the Son of God, Jesus the Lord, said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, and I will be with you till the end of the age." That's God's plan. That's what he intends doing. And that's what he planned out from ages past. I pray that we shall all be obedient to this and act accordingly. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com. for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.